Right here.
Republic, our nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Elena, please read the notice.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. The time is now 7:09. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 20, 2025 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Mayor Kelly.
He's absent, excused. We don't have minutes tonight, or executive minutes, communications, or proclamations, reports. I have a code enforcement report for the month of October and November. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I have a shade tree report for the month of December.
Bills?
Thank you. Bill list for January 6, 2026. Public Affairs, $125,262.03. Revenue and Finance, $3,099,198.23. Public Safety, $103,808.04. Public Works, $87,593.55. Parks and Public Property, $1,320,070.50. Water and Sewer Utility, $405,829.74. Payroll as of Friday, December 19, 2025. Regular payroll total, $1,064,549.59. Overtime payroll total, $80,006.13. Stipend payroll total, $236,583.32. Total payroll, $1,385,655.24, for a grand total of $6,527,417.33.
Move the bills.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Would anyone wish to comment on the agenda for this evening, on agenda items only at this point? Seeing no one, Commissioner announcements. Mr. Scarpelli.
None, Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Pacheco.
Just hope everyone had a great holiday season. Hope everyone is healthy, and hope we have a great 2026.
Yes, let's start off the new year with a special announcement. We don't have an executive tonight.
See, it's already starting off well.
So we're starting out right. All right. Let's move on. We don't have ordinance introductions this evening. We do have the public hearing. Commissioner Petracco, you have two?
I do. I have ordinance number 3602, an ordinance to amend an ordinance, and it's codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth thereon. This one is for 2 Lavelle Court. Move to open the public portion.
Anyone wishing to comment on this ordinance this evening? Seeing no one, close.
Move to close.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Okay, I have another one, 3603, an ordinance to amend the ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking and Removal Location Set Forth Thereon. This one is for 27 Bayard Street and 272 Kingsland Street. Move to open.
Anyone wish to comment on this ordinance this evening? Seeing no one?
Move to close.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have one more for this evening. Commissioner Tucci, do you wish to comment on this one?
Yes, I do. I would just like to thank our IT department because we had a systems failure where we lost 911. We lost our telephones in town and pretty much all of our internet capability. And our IT department, I know Sal's here representing them this evening, Sal, Jason, Dan, they did an outstanding job. They worked around the clock. They got us back up. We never missed a step. And I was a bit remiss at the last meeting in not thanking them, but I want to thank them for all their hard work and for getting us back online ASAP. So thank you all for the good work that you did.
Great. This particular ordinance is for technology improvements in the amount of $135,000, which is fully funded through our capital improvement fund. Would anyone wish to comment on this ordinance this evening? Seeing no one, move to close.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Thank you. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci and Commissioner Scarpelli, I see you don't have anything this evening. Commissioner Scarpelli, would you cover John Kelly's one ordinance, one resolution, please?
Sure, Deputy Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco, you can go while Commissioner Scarpelli finds the one.
I'm going to go. I got.
Oh, you got it. Go.
Whereas rapid license application has been received from the following organizations: Spring Garden School PTO, license number 0126, on premises merchandise raffle to be held Saturday, March 21st, 2026. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. Move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes.
Okay. My first resolution, this is a share service agreement, share in Township and Nutley, of Nutley and Township of Bloomfield emergency vehicle equipment. Whereas the Township of Nutley and the Township of Bloomfield own certain emergency vehicles and equipment for public safety operations, and whereas due to emergencies, mechanical breakdowns, or other operational needs, either municipality may occasionally lack the required vehicle or equipment, and whereas both Nutley and Bloomfield recognize the benefit of entering to a written agreement in advance of such need, acknowledging that this is a loan arrangement to be provided at no cost to the borrowing municipality, and where both municipalities agree that the borrowing party shall be responsible for any costs associated with damage, repair, or maintenance arising during the loan period, and shall return the vehicle or equipment in the same condition as when it was borrowed. Ordinary wear and tear is expected. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Nutley and Bloomfield will provide an emergency vehicle or equipment to each other on an as-needed basis. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
I just want to comment on this. This is, to me, you know, in Bloomfield and Belleville and all our surrounding towns are great partners with us, but this is really, you know, moving into shared services with, you know, the surrounding communities to cut down on some cost as well. You know, I think regionalization is a little ways down the road yet, but it's in the future, because already our fire department, you know, where we used to have mutual aid, is now automatic aid, you know, through you know, the surrounding towns that we are. So I think this is a step in the right direction, and also a step into the future. So I vote aye. Thank you. Forgot that part, Deputy Mayor. Okay, whereas the Governor's Council on Substance Use Disorder established the Municipal Alliance for Prevention of Substance Use Disorder in 1989, to educate and engage residents, local government, and law enforcement officials, schools, not-for-profit organizations, and faith community, parents, youth, and other allies in efforts to prevent substance use disorder in communities throughout New Jersey. Whereas the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey recognizes the substance use disorder as a serious problem in a society amongst persons of all ages, and therefore has an established municipal alliance committee. And whereas the Township of Nutley further recognizes that the incumbent, not only in public officials, but upon the entire community to take action to prevent substance use disorder in our community. And whereas the Township of Nutley has applied for funding to the Governor's Council on Substance Use Disorder through the County of Essex. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, State of New Jersey, hereby recognizes the following. The Township of Nutley does hereby authorize submission of a strategic plan for the Nutley Municipal Alliance Grant for fiscal year in the amount of GCSUD grant, $10,500, cash match, $2,625, in-kind, $7,875. The Township of Nutley acknowledges the terms and conditions for administering the Municipal Alliance Grant, including administrative compliance and audit requirements. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Whereas New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.30 provides war veterans who are honorably discharged with active service in wartime in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be totally and permanently disabled, connected with their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling, and the lot on which it is situated. Whereas the following taxpayer has filed the application for allowance of the full exemption with proper supporting documentation, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that Raymond Guzman be granted full exemption from the payment of property taxes from November 10, 2025 and all subsequent years hereafter on the property identified as Block 8502 Lot 4, also known as 139 Margaret Avenue. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $1,788.06 for 2025 property taxes.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Resolution of the Township of Commissioners authorizing a change order for the professional service contract with O'Toole Scrivo as counsel for the Township of Nutley concerning matters with respect to the On Three redevelopment area. This is change order number 3 is needed in the amount of $13,619. Funds are available from account 501-226-205 in the amount of $8,900 and account 501-022-205 in the amount of $4,719 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Set certification attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that change order 3 is hereby authorized and approved in the amount of $13,619. It is further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township and a notice in accordance with public contract law of New Jersey in the form attached hereto shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas NJSA 48:419 of the local budget law provides that the governing body may, and if contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the adoption of the 2026 budget, shall by resolution adopt within the first 30 days of the beginning of the fiscal year and make appropriations to provide for the period between the beginning of the fiscal year and the adoption of the budget, except that the governing body may make appropriations during the last 10 days of the year preceding the beginning of the fiscal year for all interest and debt redemption charges maturing during the fiscal year. NJSA 48:419 further provides that the total of the appropriations so made shall not exceed 35% of the total appropriations made for all purposes in the budget for the preceding fiscal year, excluding in both instances appropriations made for interest on debt interest on debt redemption charges, capital improvements fund, and public assistance. Whereas the total appropriation in the 2025 budget, less appropriations made for improvement on debt service and public assistance are as follows. The current fund, $60,637,487.29. Water utility, $11,014,412. Whereas 35% of the total appropriation in the 25 budget, less appropriations for a capital improvement fund, debt service, and public assistance in set 26 budget is $21,223,120.55. The utility, $3,855,044.20. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, the following temporary appropriations are made, and that the certified copy of this resolution is to be transmitted to the Chief Financial Officer for her records for all of the accounts included in the list for the Mayor's Office, the Director of Public Affairs, the Department of Revenue and Finance, the Department of Public Safety, Department of Public Works, and Department of Parks and Public Property, right? Nope. You're in there.
Thank you. Why don't you leave me out?
And the water and sewer utility operating accounts. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
And that concludes all of our formal business for this evening. Anyone wishing to approach the microphone can do so. Please state your name and address for the clerk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Katarina Simeonidis. I'm the owner of Chris and Angie's up on Franklin Ave. Just here to find out what's going on with the parking situation when the construction starts over at the Ciccolini property. I'm kind of up to date on a few things that might be happening, but I just want to, you know, find out more and be sure, like, what can be done.
Yeah, so at this point, and as you and I have discussed, the developer for the project is getting ready to start construction. We still have to conclude our discussions around what they call a developer's agreement, which will include what's going to happen to parking. We haven't done that yet. The developer, as I've been informed by our town council, is fully aware of the sensitivity related to parking as it relates to the disruption of business, right, and hurting business. And my understanding is he's investigating other areas where he might be able to provide assist with parking. Our expectation is that he will go around and meet with all of you as the business owners in the areas to discuss, from his view, what the disruption will be and how he will do it and see what he can do to address the parking concerns. I know, though, that for a period of time, could be as long as 3 months, that there will be heavy construction going on with a crane and everything else to construct the structured parking garage. And so parking, I can't tell you what he's absolutely decided on because that's still fluid, but you know, he should be around to see you guys shortly.
Oh, okay, great. Does he want to meet at the diner?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you could probably squeeze a lunch out of him.
Okay, great.
But yeah, he should go around because we've insisted all along, and Commissioner Scarpelli, Mayor, and Commissioner Tucci, both as mayors on the Redevelopment Committee, currently Commissioner Petracco, who's on the Redevelopment Committee, and myself, we have been stressing as a board that while we advance the community in that area, we can't kill the businesses that are there. We have to find a way to support them with parking. So he's well aware of that. We've been insistent upon that for the last 2 years. And now it's time to, you know, come to an agreement as to what he can do.
Great. Do you know, like, exactly when he's going to be starting?
I don't know yet, but I would think that when the last time I did check in on that, that he's looking to break ground in the March timeframe.
Okay.
But it'd be demolition work, so he has to apply for a demolition permit. He has to get some other approvals from the county and the state before he does that. Where the expectation was he would be able to get that by March, but whenever he gets them, that will start and signal the start of the construction.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just before you sit down, I just want to congratulate you on your establishment. You have a great restaurant there.
Thank you.
The place never looked better. The
oh,
food is outstanding, and I wish you nothing but the best, and I know your business will only get better and better. And
yeah.
We will get through this parking issue, and we will always take care of that fence issue.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else wishing to comment?
Move to adjourn.
Yes. Saying no one, move to adjourn.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
And the time is now 7:29.
Wow. Record.
And, nah. Started.